Hey, Thomas, hey, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP in DC.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
We're talking to Thomas Parabek, 8 years old from Fairfax. He's starring in the new TV show on Apple TV Plus called The Crowded Room. It's a thriller. I just started. I guess the first three episodes just dropped like last week. So episode four will be later this week. So thank you so much
I
again
think
for
so,
joining
yeah.
us.
You're welcome.
Okay, awesome. I want to get into the show for a second, but I'm going to try to go a little in order of, how
Yeah.
of your whole life here. So when did you start acting? Did you just do performances like in your parents' like living room? Did you do like
No.
a school play, or what was it for you that started it?
I started since my uncle was a director. I started when I was five. I sort of just stumbled into it since my uncle was filming something and he asked me if I wanted to be a part of it. And I said, sure. And then there was this guy named Minden Ashby, and he said, and he liked me, so he had a talent agency called The People Store, and he called it and he said, hey, you could maybe sign up this guy. So his talent agency made me do an audition, and they liked my audition, and then the rest is history, and then I got that talent agency.
Awesome. And what you said, so you said your uncle was a director. So what's your uncle's name, and what was the movie that he was making?
His name, it's called Authentics, I think,
Okay.
and his name is Daniel Stein.
Daniel Stein. Okay. And he was making a
Yeah.
movie. You think it was called Authentics. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Authentics, I
And
think.
who did you play in that movie? What was your role?
I played like a little boy. I played a little boy, and I'm not sure what it was about. It was about like this person named Haley, and I was only there for a bit, for like
Okay.
about 2 hours or so, and
Gotcha.
he said to me, like, you want candy or something? And I was like, yeah, sure.
The perks of being on set. Free candy, right?
Yeah, I know.
And was it filming in this area? Like, is he a local filmmaker, or is it out in LA, or where was Hollywood, or what was it?
No, I think it was up in, I think, Georgia area. Yeah, I think
Georgia? Okay.
it was up in Georgia.
Okay. They make a lot of movies in Georgia now.
I know they do,
Black Panther was
especially.
filmed in Georgia,
Yeah,
and
especially in Atlanta.
yeah, exactly. See, you know your stuff.
I know.
Of course, you got all this down. Awesome. Okay, so then that acting in your uncle's movie, you meet different casting agents, and that's how the ball gets rolling with that.
Yeah,
Okay,
that's how I
gotcha.
become an actor.
But you didn't have any other acting experience before that.
No.
That was the beginning. Okay.
Yep,
All
that
right.
was the
All right.
beginning.
All right. Great. Great. All right, well then, but we should tell our listeners before The Crowded Room came about, even before that, you were in Cobra Kai.
I know.
A lot of our fans and listeners probably like that show. So
That's
how did you find
probably
how?
one of my most known shows because I played the young version of the main character, Johnny Lawrence.
Young Johnny, yeah,
Yes.
who of course was like, like the antagonist
Flash
that they're fighting
character.
against in the original movie, The Karate Kid. Now,
Yeah.
before you found out about that, did you go back and watch The Karate Kid just so you kind of knew what it was about, or did you just go in fresh?
A little bit. I watched The Karate Kid a little bit.
Okay, gotcha. But did you go back and watch the old movie, like from the 80s,
The
or
old movie?
yeah.
No. Oh, my dad is a big fan of The Karate Kid, though.
Yeah, of course, because he probably grew up watching it just like me.
Yeah, so yes, he
Oh yeah, wax on, wax off.
did.
Okay, so but you were so you learned it, watched it a little bit, and then you got on the set of Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Just any good memories of shooting that? I mean, do you have like a favorite scene that you were a part of?
Oh yes, since I was a part of a flashback scene, I remember since I didn't know who I was, and then I was like, I'm young Johnny Lawrence. That's such a surprise. And my favorite scene is probably my flashback scene where I had to go do a, with play with like a G.I. Joe or something. And I said like the good guy always wins. And
Oh, I love it. G.I. Joes are the best.
yeah.
Are you kidding me? I had a ton of those as a kid.
And also, Johnny, the big Johnny taught me the crane kick.
He taught you the crane kick?
Yes, I know how to do it.
Were you on like one foot and then you switch in the middle of the
Yep.
air?
Yep.
Yeah, should we ask you to do it now, or is that going to be dangerous? You might hit the chair.
I may hit this computer.
Well, just don't do the kick, but give us the pose. Just the pose. Yeah, and then you, ha! Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So did you get to, so he taught you the kick. So did you get to meet, what was his name? William Zabka or even Ralph Macchio as Daniel? Like, did you get to interact with them?
Well, I think I saw Daniel. Yeah, I saw him, but I got to interact with Johnny Lawrence, Hawk, all these people. But I think the only person I didn't get to meet, I mean, I saw him walking for like a split second, but I didn't get to interact with Daniel.
Okay, but you did see him walk by, like when you
I were did filming. See him walk by, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then, of course, sadly, the guy that played Mr. Miyagi, he died many years ago. But yeah, if you ever go back and watch that movie, you'll love it. I promise. Okay, Cobra Kai was a great success. And then you come back to school and like were your friends or teachers, were they like all buzzing about it? Like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, everybody was like, oh my gosh. And then it sort of settled down. There was a lot of fans though.
That's great. Were there people wanting you to do the famous kick in the class or anything?
In the class, yeah, sort of. Right.
Now, remind us, what elementary school? Because I think your mom works there too, right?
Yeah, my mom works there. I go to Mantua.
Mantua Elementary School. And that's in Fairfax?
Yes.
Okay, great. And what grade are you in?
I'm in third. And I think Friday I do in summer break. And then I turn into a fourth grader.
Wow. So this Friday, is that the last day of school?
What? Yeah, that is for third grade.
So last day of third grade, and then you're officially on summer break heading into fourth grade.
Yep.
And you've accomplished so much already, and you're not even in fourth grade yet. That's incredible. Okay. Well, we've done a lot of the background and Cobra Kai and your uncle's movie and all that stuff, but let's get into the main thing we're talking about, which is the crowded room. All right. So how do you find out about the audition for that? Is it just people you met through the Cobra Kai? Or?
Well, the people, the talent agency I told you about, they got a thing and they sent it to me, and it was an audition, and I did it, and they liked me, so they booked me.
Now, what scene did you have to read for the audition? Was there a certain scene?
But the audition that I actually had to do was actually a part of the scene, so you actually have to find out. And I had to throw a bunch of temper tantrums. Okay. I have to tell you.
Oh, you have to throw a bunch of temper tantrums. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what do you tap into when you have to, like, do you try to remember of times in real life when you had a temper tantrum? When you, that chair you're sitting in right now, was that your timeout chair? Or
Well, a long time ago, I think I've only had like two temper tantrums.
Okay. Yeah.
When I was little, I think. So I just sort of memorized from that.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. If you can remember how many, one, two, if you can count them on two fingers, then that means you're probably pretty well-behaved kid. You know, you're not getting too many tantrums there.
No.
All right. Well, but was it fun, at least, like, trying to pretend to do a fake tantrum? Like, what do you do? Do you throw your arms around, or do you stomp, or what do you do?
You just had to scream, throw, and everything.
And are you, so is this a scene that hasn't aired yet, or is it in the first?
No, it hasn't aired. It's it hasn't aired, so you'll have to find out.
Okay. Now, so I've only watched the first episode. Do you show up in episode 2 or 3?
No. The temper tantrum one, I think it's in the third episode.
Okay. And is that where you make your first appearance, episode 3?
My first appearance is in episode 6.
Okay, gotcha. So episode 6 is where, all right, so our listeners are going to have to binge the first couple, wait a couple weeks to see their local hometown hero here. So
I know.
Right. Awesome. Well, we should tell everyone that you play Amanda Seyfried's son. She's your mom. So, and she's a big star too. She was in a bunch of famous stuff. How did you bond with her off screen before you went to shoot? Like, you know, because you need to be able to believe, you know, convince people that you're mother and son. Okay. So how did you bond?
Well, before that, I did a few tricks on her. Like, I did magic tricks in front of her. And we did something called Bean Boozled. Have you ever heard of it?
Explain what that is.
It's basically assorted jelly beans. Some flavors are good. Some flavors are not.
Oh.
And Amanda kept getting the bad ones, like rotten egg. But eventually she got marshmallow.
So wait, you pour out, explain a little more. You pour out a bag of jelly beans and you what? You just take turns picking them and not knowing which one you're going to eat?
Yep. And I stayed on the crowded room for not the whole summer. I went on and off through the whole summer.
So when was this? Was this last summer?
Yes.
Okay. And do you, how many days were you there filming?
I was
like a couple weeks, a couple days?
Yeah, a couple weeks. A
couple weeks. Okay.
Maybe like
and what was it like the first time you met Amanda, you know, to play your mom? Like, you know, was the jelly beans thing right away or was that later on?
That was sort of later on. I sort of met her since I already knew a little bit about her from the start, like before I even met her in the crowded room or anything like that.
Yeah.
I sort of knew her from The Dropout since she won an Emmy from that.
Yeah.
I knew her from The Dropout.
Did you watch that? Did you watch that show or at least
No, my mom. Yeah, my mom watched it. And I got to even hold the Emmy with her.
Really? So how did you go to her house or did she have it with her in a trailer?
She had it with her like next to the trailer and I got to hold it with her. It was very heavy though.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably weighed as much as you do.
I know.
Did you just take and just fall out of the screen? Probably. It looked kind of like a tantrum. That's great. Well, that's so cool that she let you hold her her Emmy trophy. That's it's a big deal. Well, so that's thank you. You've given me some good, you know, insights of Amanda, you know, behind the scenes with the jelly beans and the Emmy. But how about on screen? What do you think when you were filming and the lights are on and the cameras on? Like, what do you think makes her such a great actress playing your mom?
She's been through a lot of acting sets, sort of like Tom Holland and me.
Yeah.
And she has a bunch of experience, and she's really so nice and funny. And she's just fabulous. All the crew and the cast were really nice. I got to meet all of them. And it's also really nice to be balanced. She is balanced, too. Like, have it not just do one whole thing, like acting. Since if you only do one thing of acting, then you could miss out on some other stuff.
Right, right. Well, well-rounded. Versatile.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned Tom Holland. Of course, he's, you know, the star of this. And, you know, and a kind of like a darker mystery crime role for him compared to Spider-Man. But so were you a fan of Tom Holland's Spider-Man?
I watched all the Spider-Man movies. The first time I met him, he asked me what was his favorite Spider-Man movie. Of course, I said No Way Home.
No Way Home was your favorite?
Yeah. And he knew I was in Washington, lived in Washington, D.C. So he joked about climbing the Washington Monument, even though I knew it was like a green screen or something like that.
You knew. But, you know, it was a really cool scene.
Yes.
So wait, No Way Home is your favorite. Is that because all the three different Spider-Mans all show up together, the multiverse thing?
Yep.
Now, by the way, Tom Holland was your Spider-Man, but Tobey Maguire was mine. Like, I grew up watching him, and then Andrew Garfield played him, and then, by the time for Tom Holland for you. And so now they're all in the same movie. It kind of blew my mind.
I know.
So did you watch?
It's so weird. Like, it was sort of like everybody just got to meet each other through different dimensions, and it was so weird.
Right. On screen, they're meeting each other. But off screen, kind of symbolically, all of us different generations of audiences got to meet each other, too. It was really cool how that happened. Now, did you go back and watch? Have you seen even all of those older Spider-Men or just the Tom Holland ones?
Oh, I saw the older Spider-Mans, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know that with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
All those famous lines and stuff. Okay. Gotcha. Did you ever want to be Spider-Man? Like, you know, slinging webs? Like, how would you show the camera how you would sling some webs and stuff?
Like this sort of?
Yeah. You almost got me there. Careful.
Yeah.
Careful.
I think for when I was like 5, I was Spider-Man for Halloween.
You were?
Yeah.
Did you ever show a picture to Tom Holland?
No, that was a long time ago before. I think that was even before I was an actor. Maybe
just a regular Halloween or something, you know, just a kid being a kid. Well, that's really cool. So, all right. So you get to play Spider-Man, you get to be Spider-Man for a Halloween. So do you have do you have to like pinch yourself? Is it a weird moment? Then you're like, wait a minute. I'm acting in a show with Spider-Man. This is crazy.
It was so weird since, like, I should have brought my Spider-Man costume.
Yeah, you could have showed him and said, hey, see, I used to do this before you even, Tom.
And my brother couldn't come, sadly.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man was so generous that he even signed a Funko Pop for him.
What did he? Oh, one of the Funko, the pop toy
thing?
Yeah,
a signed Funko Pop for free.
Oh, that is, well, that shows how good of a, you know, person he is that he would do. That's so cool. Now, why do you think, you know, you're a talented actor yourself. Why do you think Tom Holland was such a good Spider-Man? Is it because he just can play sort of a teenager and he's relatable? He seems like a real kid.
Yeah, we have the same thing and we have something related since he was also a child actor like me.
Yeah.
And since he started from the beginning, ever since he was a child, he probably has a bunch of experiences, like a bunch of experience.
Absolutely. He's very lovable. And we want to root for him on screen. Absolutely. Now, I assume you saw him in those Avengers movies, too. Like, do you remember when he disappeared, when Thanos snapped and he just disintegrated?
Oh, yeah.
Infinity War.
Infinity War, yeah. Was that the last one? I think that was the last one.
It was a two-parter finale. So Thanos snapped and everyone was disappearing and the audience said, oh, no. And then the movie ends and everyone was like, what? And then they did Avengers Endgame, which was the last one. And they went back in time and brought people back. And then so now we can go on. Tom Holland safe. Spider-Man safe. very cool. Well, then, so that's, you talked about Tom Holland as Spider-Man. How about him in The Crowded Room? Have you gotten to watch any of it? Like, it's a darker role for him.
Oh, yeah. When I was at the red carpet, which was actually a blue carpet, which was sort of weird, I got to watch the first episode of The Crowded Room. And I saw him.
Wow. And what did you think of the first episode?
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah.
Crowded Rooms are pretty good. Actually, really good. Like, up there.
Where was the premiere? Was it Hollywood?
No. It was in New York.
Ah, New York. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's where Peter Parker's from anyway, so that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
That makes sense. You know what I mean? And closer to you in Fairfax, Virginia. It's on the East Coast.
It
easy
is.
To get up
it's
there.
It's only like 4 hours or 5 hours away.
Yeah, you didn't have to fly across the country. You can just drive up if you want. That's awesome. Very cool. So you've only seen the first episode like me then?
Yeah, since it's an adult show.
It is an adult show, exactly. Is that something you have to talk with your parents? Like, how much am I allowed to watch? Can I finish it when I'm older? That kind of thing.
I mean, I bet I could finish it when I'm older.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a crime show. We got to tell our listeners, you know, if there's adult viewers too, you should check it out. But it's a crime show. It's like a mystery. It's really riveting stuff so far.
I can watch my scenes though.
You can watch your scenes. Oh, okay. Did they send them to you? Like where you can like isolate just the scene that you're in and watch it?
When all the episodes come out, I'm probably going to just skip to see my scenes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you going to be like a tough critic on yourself? Cause we're always our own worst critic. Or are you going to be able to kind of try to sit back and just enjoy it as a viewer?
Well, I'm not sure. I'll probably just enjoy my scenes and.
Yeah. I think you should just enjoy it.
It's weird seeing me on The Crowded Room though. It's like, I'm just watching TV and on a casual day, and I'm just like, oh, is that me?
Yeah, because it's out now. The first three episodes came out last Thursday, I think. Awesome. Well, why should our listeners, if they're listening to this, why should they tune in and watch it? Why just say, you know, explain why. Is it an exciting show? Is it fun? Mysterious? Why should they watch?
It's a mystery thriller. It's a show where it's like in this coming next. It's a cliffhanger. It's a very cliffhanger show. So you should since I can't watch it, all the adult viewers should definitely watch it since it seems really good.
Yes.
I definitely recommend watching it.
Gotta love those cliffhangers because it makes it seem like you gotta like, all right, I want to watch the next episode. And before you're done, you binge the whole thing.
We all worked really hard working it.
Yeah. Tell me about the directors. Because one of them, I believe one of the directors won an Oscar for writing, I think, A Beautiful Mind. Akiva Goldsman.
Oh yeah, Akiva Goldsman. Yes, I know him. So about the directors, Tom Holland was actually one of the directors, I think.
Right, Akiva was one of the showrunners, the creators. Yeah, with Tom.
Oh, yeah, Akiva Goldsman.
Yeah, but Tom actually directed some episodes.
Oh yeah, Tom Holland. Sorry, Tom Holland's a producer.
Producer. Okay.
He was one of the producers and actor, so it must have been really hard for him.
Right, to produce yourself, right?
I know.
Would you want to do some anything behind the camera one day, director or produce, or just focus on acting?
My brother's more, well, it's pretty cool since I'm more of the acting type and my brother's more of the writing and sort of writing guy.
Right, gotcha. Well, maybe you'll work on something together.
I know.
Would you want him to write something that you can act in?
Yeah, I would want him. He's really good.
Yeah, you should have him write something just for you, you know? You be the star. well, other than your brother and your uncle that you mentioned, of course, what are your favorite, you know, movies or TV shows? Like, what do you like to watch when you have some downtime?
I'm watching Star Wars right now since on the summer I'm going to Disney to go to a Star Wars place called the Galactic Star Cruiser.
Cool.
And I'm binge watching all of it with my brother.
Okay, so like the old ones, the new ones, everything. You're trying to catch up on
everything,
all.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good point. It's a good question. My wife and I have this debate all the time. What is the proper order to watch them in? Do you watch them in the order that they came out, you know, the 19? Because the first one's technically episode 4. So, or do
I
you go back
it
and
in
watch
the machete order?
Oh, explain what that is.
It's basically like, I'm not sure what it is. It's basically an order where you go, like, I think the machete order for Star Wars is like you go from, you start at 2, then go to like 6, then 4. You sort of skip some, I think.
Okay. Well, do you have, regardless of what order you watch it in, do you have a favorite of the Star Wars movies?
Oh, yes. I think I would probably say Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. Everyone says that. And why is
that? I know.
That? Because Yoda's in it, or because it's Lando, or because it has the big twist, the I am your father at the end?
I'm not sure. It's just because it's so good. Everything, really.
Awesome. Okay, so Star Wars is what you like to binge. Do you have any favorite actors that, like, you say, I want to be like that one day? Well, you know, a guy or girl, actor or actress, like, who do you really admire? And you're not allowed to say Tom Holland or Amanda Seyfried.
Okay.
Someone
okay.
else. Who do you think? Who do you like? Mm-hmm. Anybody?
Maybe someone from Stranger Things would really be nice.
Nice. Yeah, like Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. Like anybody like that, yeah.
Are they inspirations to you because they started as child actors too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did start as child actors. I watched all of the Stranger Things and it was really good. And they started as child actors for me. So they sort of gave me a little bit of inspiration.
Yeah. What would you say if the creators of, if the Duffer brothers, the creators of Stranger Things said, hey, do you want to be a part of our next season? Would you freak out?
Yes, since it would just be like Cobra Kai. Like, I don't know. It just pop out of nowhere, just like anything. I would be so surprised.
I think you're going to get cast in a lot of stuff after this. Is there anything, I should ask that. Is there any other projects coming up that you've
Yes,
booked?
There is.
Are we allowed to talk about them?
I just filmed a movie yesterday.
Really?
It's called, what was it? Oh, Love Dogs.
Love Dogs.
Yeah, it's like a thriller sort of, and I had to dye my hair brown.
Really?
I know.
So what's it about? You said it's a thriller?
Yeah, it's a thriller. I can't tell much about it.
Okay. I just pulled it up on IMDb. It says Love Dogs is a gripping thriller that follows the life of John, a grieving local man, and he finds solace and intrigue in a mysterious young woman who purchases his old farmhouse. That's all we'll say.
Okay.
I just read that on the screen. I didn't know that.
Oh. And there's also a new show coming. Oh, a new, yeah, it's called Never Give Up. It's a tennis move, a tennis show, and there's a person named Bradley Mintz, and he's deaf, and I play the young version of him.
You said it's a deaf tennis player?
Yes, named Bradley Mintz. It's based off a true story.
Oh, that's really cool. And, you know, we saw the King Richard, the Venus and Serena Williams movie a couple years ago, and now another tennis movie. This is cool. Do you play tennis yourself, or did you have to learn for the role?
Oh, I actually, since I'm a lefty, which is pretty rare, but I actually, wait. Okay, never mind.
You're lefty?
I'm a lefty, and I actually had a, since he was right-handed, I had to play tennis with my right hand, so I had to practice a lot. But I'm actually really good. I'm actually probably better with my right hand than my left at some sports.
Really? So you do you write with your left hand and you do other things
Yes.
with your left hand, but for this movie you had to learn tennis with your right hand.
I'm sort of ambidextrous.
Nice. And bonus points for pronouncing ambidextrous right. I probably would have messed that up, but you said it perfectly. You've said it a million times.
And I also had to wear hearing aids while I was in that movie, and they were so clunky. I promise. They were like this big, and I had to stuff them in my ear, and they were just pure plastic. It hurted so much.
Well, I admire your commitment to the role to wear those, and you know, it'll be real, kind of like with Coda. It'll be a really good for, you know, hard of hearing and deaf audiences to see a tennis tale like this. This is going to be inspiring.
And it's coming out in theaters.
In theaters. Do you know when? Next couple months or next year?
September 1st.
September. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you. That's a teaser for this fall. But first, everybody, you have to check out Thomas in The Crowded Room on Apple TV Plus. 3 episodes are out now. I think the fourth one drops later this week on Thursday, I think.
Yeah.
So, hey, and thank you for joining us. Anything else you want? Anything else you want to say? Here, let's end like this. Pretend that I'm not even here and you're just talking directly to our listeners. Just say, hey, everyone in DC, you know, tune into, you know, The Crowded Room. You won't regret it or whatever
everyone,
you want to say.
I promise you will. You'll not regret actually watching The Crowded Room. When I first saw that first episode, it was really good. I definitely suggest you watch it and have a good day.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see you in, you said episode 6, right? We can't wait to see you.
I think episode 3 is the one where I throw a temper tantrum.
Okay.
Wait, I'm in episode 6, 9, and 10.
Okay, so we'll keep a lookout for the temper tantrums, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure you nailed it. I'm sure they're great. I can't wait to see your temper tantrums.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. This was so much fun. I had a blast talking with you. Thanks so much for joining us on WTOP.
Welcome.
All right. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.